Shkolim Perik Ches. This is learned Leilu Nishmas Sorer Elkebas. Reb Shneur Zalman Menachem Mendel passed away on Achrin Shal Pesach. Hey Alofim Tovshin Ayin. And the Mishnais is learned Leilu Nishmasa Tei Nishmasa Tzruro Betzrei Rachayim. Says the Mishnah Aleph, Kol Aroikim Hanimtzoyim Bir Yerushalayim Toirim. All spit that you find in Jerusalem are Toher. Chutz Mishal Shoik Ha'elyen, with the exception of the spit which is found in the upper street of Yerushalayim, is Tamei. Because there were more Tamei, more people who are defiled, more than the Toherim, than the people that are clean. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. Rav Yosi says, B'shari Mei Sashono, in the other days of the year, meaning outside of Yom Tov, Shebe'emzat Meim, the spit which is in the middle of the street are Tamei, V'shebe'tzdodim Toherim, and the spit which is found on the sides of the street are Tamei. U'bishas HaRegel, and during the time of the holiday, Shebe'emzat Toherim, the spit which is found in the middle of the street is Toher, V'shebe'tzdodim Tameim, and the spit which is found on the sides of the street is Tamei. Mipnei Sheheim Otim, because on Yom Tov, the people who are Tamei are a minority, or few in Yerushalayim, Mistalkin Litzdodim, so then the few Tameim walk on the side of the street. Says the Bartanura, Kol Arekim Animtzoyim Yerushalayim Toirim, all the spit that found in Yerushalayim are pure, says the Bartanura, V'loi Machzikim Luhu, and we don't assume for them, for these spits, B'roikishol Zov V'Zov, that they are spit of the man who had a flow or a woman had a flow, sheheim etamim odim v'kelim, that they would defile, make tamei a person in kelim. And the reason why we don't assume that is mishum da'azlinon bosor ruba, because we go by the majority of the people are not zov v'zovim, so therefore the spit which is found generally are toyer. Chutz mishel shuka elyin, with the exception of the upper street. And the reason is, says the Bartanura, because there were non-Jewish people that would wash, were over there, and the sages decreed that non-Jews, that they have a status as a Zov, as a Jew who has a Zov. For all matters, just he's treated just like a Zav, the Reikon Tommy and their spit will be Tommy. So therefore, Shukah Elyon, since there's a majority of these Kaifsim of the Chavim, that's why the Reik is assumed to be coming from them, which has the din like a Zav. These the Amri, others say, Lefisha Shukah Elyon, the upper street, Lehoisa Drisas Haregel, Drisa Regel Mitsuya Sham. People did not walk there that much. It was like a side place, and vizovim vizovis, but the men and women with the flows, shemizbeidedim, that they, so the zovim vizovis, shemizbeidedim, they were by themselves, secluded in umisrachkim, and they were distance of neodom from people who mitzuyin in sham. They were common over there. And that's why the spit over there is considered that it came from vizovim vizovis. But what happens, this is during Yerushalayim, but Rabbi Yehuda says that in the outside of Yom Tov, B'shari Meis HaShono, Shebe'emtza Tameim, the spit that's found in the middle of the street is Tamei. It's about Tanura, Mishum Dezovim V'zovish Shkichi, because there are common Zov Mezovis, U'mahalchim Be'emtza Adrachim, and they go in the middle of the roads, V'atohidim, Mistalkim Litzida Adrachim, and the people who are clean, they go on the sides of the street. Makam Shein Drisa Regel Metsuya, where there is not so many people stepping in common. Umazirin Chol Tomei, and they warn anyone who's Tomei Shal Igabahem shouldn't touch them. Avol Bishasa Regel, but at the time of the holiday, Sherev Yisrael Tahirim, when the most of the Jews are Toher. So then, Hatmei Mistalkim Litzdodim. It's the people who are Tomei go to the sides. Shelo Yitamu Esom, so that they should not defile the other people. But Hayrim Helchim Emtzat Rachim. And the ones who are pure are the ones that walk in the middle of the street. Hilchach, and therefore, Bishas HaRegel, during the holiday, Reikim Animtsoim Emtzah,
Toirim, the spit that is found in the middle is toir, v'shem bitzdodim, tmeim, and what is in this dodim is tamei. And actually, this is not Rabbi Yudah, this is Rabbi Yosi. So, v'halocha k'Rabbi Yosi. The halocha is like Rabbi Yosi, that during the holiday, during Yom Tov, the middle is toir and the side is tamei, and during the rest of the year, the middle is tamei and the sides are toir. Mishnah base. Kol ha'kelim nimtzoim b'Yerushalayim, all vessels that you find in Yerushalayim. If you find them on the way that you are descending to the mikveh, so we are definitely saying that they were tamei and they were being carried to immerse themselves and they lost them. Therefore, tmeim, they're tamei. But if you found them derech aliyah on the way that goes up from the mikveh, tahirim, then they're tahir, because after the tefillah we assume they were lost. Because the way that you descend to the mikveh is not the same way that you go up in the mikveh. Because you go down to the mikveh through one passageway and you go up through another way. That's the opinion of the Meir. Rabbi Yosi says, Kulam tohirim, all the vessels that you find in Yerushalayim are all tohir, chutz min hasal v'hamagreif v'hameritza michod l'kvoris, with the exception of the basket that you place in it the bones of the dead. And also the magrefa, that's the tool, that's the like a shovel, with which you put together, rake up the bones of the dead, and also hamritza, that is that you break the bones from the dead. So these are special tools, or they're used for the mace. So since they are separate from Mason, therefore they're Tomei, but everything else is considered to be Torah. Says the Bartanura that all the vessels that are found in Yerushalayim, so if it's Derech Yerida Lebeis HaTefillah, on the descending way to the house where the mikveh is, says the Bartanura, Shnei Drochim Hoi LeMikveh, there were two roads to the mikveh, Be'echad Yerdim, for one you descend, Be'echad Eilim, for one you would go up. Shalom, you got Tomeim B'Toyerim, so that those who are defiled are going down to the mikveh shouldn't touch those who are going up B'Toyerim. So v'shadarech yirida, those that are on the way down by the tamei, we say for sure they're tamei. L'fishenaflu miyad mevim l'tefila, because they must have fallen down from the people that were bringing them down to immerse them. And if it's ba'ali, it says it's toirim. And it says the reason is shaloi kiridas maliyosam. So the Mishnah gives the reason why it's derech ali is toirim, shaloi kiridas maliyosam, because their descent is not like when they're going up. The b'yiridasam, when they were going down by the tamei. That's why they were tummy for sure. That's why they were going down to the base of tefillah. Ubali also, but when they're going up Toru, they were already clean. Lachash hit bilon. After they immersed them already, the kelim in the mikveh, so now they're clean. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi disagrees, says kulam tahirim, that they're all tired. Like gozru asofi kelim bi Yerushalayim, because we did not decree on a kelim that we don't know in Yerushalayim. But aloche ke Rabbi Yosi, and aloche is like Rabbi Yosi. But the exception, he says, from the basket and the magrefa. So the Bartanura, the magrefa is a kli, that's the vessel shegurfim that you shovel the koinsim by and you gather with it, you bring it with atzomis amesim, kshem v'fuzorim, the bones of the dead if they are spread out. And meritza is a kli that's shesherechitim, that you bang up mishabrim by, and you break with it atzomis ames, the bones of the dead, kshereitz lachnisim besal, when you wish to bring them into a basket, to carry them from place to place. Mishnah Gimel. Sakin Shinim says, Barba Osor, that you found a knife, or a chalof, a shechting knife, in Yerushalayim on the 14 days of Nisan, Shoichet Bamiyad, you are permitted to slaughter with that knife immediately, because the assumption is that it was immersed yesterday, so that they should be able to shecht with it the Korban Pesach. What happens if you find it b'shloisha osur? You found the knife on the 13th day of Nisan, so even it's possible that they already immersed it, but nevertheless, sheino makbil. So you should toivel it, he should immerse it again, the kupitz. What happens if you found a knife that you bang, you chop up the meat with it, bein bazeh, whether you found it on the 13th day, bein bazeh, and whether you found it on the 14th day, sheino makbil, so he should immerse it again. Because you're not allowed to slaughter the Korban Pesach with this knife. So because it's not a chalav, it's not a nagnai, it's a kupitz. So then, but then he's going to need to use the knife at night time to cut the karma chagiga. So therefore, he has time the whole day, Erev Pesach, to immerse the knife. And therefore, since there's plenty of time to do it, so it's possible that he didn't immerse it yet. Therefore, he should toivel it. Chal arba'osali is b'Shabbos. If the 14th day was Shabbos, and you found the knife, the shechting knife, the chalif, that you shecht with it on Shabbos, so then we don't worry, maybe the knife wasn't immersed, because the Korban Pesach would become tamei. And if the Korban Pesach is tamei with a knife like that, so then he desecrated the Shabbos, because it's not a Korban Pesach, and so therefore we don't worry that he didn't tovel it. The shechet b'miyad, he's allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach with the knife immediately, because we are certain that he had immersed the knife in the mikveh the day before. But what happens that you find a kupitz, the chopping knife, on the 14th day of the Shabbos? So you're also allowed to use that, and you don't have to tovel it, because everybody knows that on Shabbos you're not allowed to immerse. So therefore, you had to be that you were tovel on the 13th. Machamisha osur, if you find the kupitz, the knife, the cutting knife, you find on the 15th day of Yom Tov, and the day before wasn't Shabbos. So if you are able to shecht with the kupitz, shecht b'miyad, so then you can shecht with him immediately, and you can actually chop wood with it immediately, because we say that for sure you immersed it the day before, because everybody knows that in Yom Tov you're not allowed to do the mikvah, so he must have toiled already. Nimtzas kishur l'sakin, if the kupitz is found tied together with the knife, the shechting knife, and you found them together, harizuki sakin, so then the kupitz has the same halacha as this knife, because for sure we said that they had immersed them both, and therefore also the kupitz is permitted to be used on the 14th, because it's assumed that it was immersed also. Says the Bartanura, about the sakin shenimtzas barbaoser, if you find a chalaf, a shechting knife on the 14th, shechet bo miyad. You can go ahead and shecht it, you don't have to go ahead and worry that it wasn't toivel, but you can shecht it immediately. Says the Bartanura, the vadai, because we say for sure, hit bilu habaylim, its owners immersed it in the mikvah me'esmel from the day before. Kidei sheyiyya lo har of shemesh, so that it should have the sunset, and it should be fit to be shecht with it today on Erev Pesach. However, if you found it, the knife b'shloisha asar on the 13th, so then we say shoyne repeats umad b'nei immerses. Kolaymer to say af al gavdi kolamemer, even though there is to say kvar hit bilu baleho, that the owners have already immersed it, but nevertheless, Tzarech HaMoitzeh Lahad Bil Sheini, is the one who finds it has to immerse it a second time, the Lashem Allah Hitbilu Baleho, because maybe the owners did not tell it, the Hoyelam Shehus Lahamtim, for they had time to wait, Ad Tzomuch L'Chashech, until close to sundown, tonight. Ve'af Al Pi Sheleh Gozer Al Sofi Kelim Birushalayim, although we have not, we paskin before, like Rabbi Yosi, that we're not Gozer, that we don't make a gzeira on kelim that you don't know in Yerushalayim Mishum, to suspect that they may not be toivel, they may be tamei, but Mishum Chumra the Kachim Hitzrichu Tevila. But because of the special stringency of Kachim, they did require a Tevila, and therefore we're afraid that it wasn't toivel, so he has to toivel it. But Rambam Pirish, where the Rambam explains Shoyne. Shoyne means lahazis alav, not on the matter. Shoyne means to repeat, to sprinkle on it. The shemo nitmo b'meis, nitmas meis. Maybe it was defiled by touching a meis. V'iz alav b'shlishi, and he already sprinkled it in the third. But the shoyne mazal alav. Now he has to repeat and sprinkle it again. V'achach matbila, and then you have to toivel. So he does two things. He has to also sprinkle the blood for the 7th day. The tarif from the paraduma from the zohar is the shlishi and shvi. So therefore, we're afraid maybe it's Shvi. So Shaini has to sprinkle the Hazor again, and then also Magdil. What happens? But Kupitz, a Kupitz is, as the Bartanura Sakin Godel, that's a large knife. Also Lachtel Basur, the Lishber Bayatzomis, that's made to cut meat and to break with it bones. So then we say Bein Bazeh, whether it's on this day or on that day. Says the Batunura, Bein Biyud Gimel, Bein Biyud Aleph, whether we found it on the 13th or we found it on the 14th. Shoino Matbil, he has to go ahead and toil it again. Lefi, because Ein HaKupitz Roi, the Kupitz isn't fit, Elo LaChagigo, can only use for the Chagigo. Sheshviras Etzem Mutabo, that you are able to break a bone with it. So Bemeila, the only time you're going to use the Kupitz is going to be at night time. It's talking at a time that the leader was deathly sick on the 13th. And if he dies, if the Nosi dies, you call at Sibur Tmei. So everybody be Tame, because the Nosi, everybody will be Tame. We korev haPesach betuma. And the Pesach will be brought while people are tomei. V'loi hoyu tzrichim l'tayir hakelim. And they would not need to make the kelim pure. Because it's anyways b'tumah. Hilkach, therefore. Sakin shetzorich l'shchitas ha-Pesach. The knife that is necessary to shech the Pesach, the regular sakin. The chatzvekehu, where there's only one doubt. Shema lo yomus hanosi, maybe the nosi won't die. V'yasu es haPesach b'tayr, and then they would make the Pesach in clean. Mabil nosi, then we tovel it. V'chazoka, and we have a chazoka, shetiyaru v'yom yud gimel, that they did clean it on the, put into the mikvah on the 13th, lishchel b'es haPesach v'dalet, to shech the Pesach on the 14th. Avul kupitz, but this kupitz knife, the tresvek, there's two suffixes. Shem o yomus anosi, v'yavas pesach betuma. Maybe the nosi will die and then they'll make pesach betuma. V'oz, and then, ein mevim chagigo, ben tzorich l'kupitz. And then you don't bring chagigo, you don't need a kupitz. V'afim lo yomus, and even if he won't die, shem o yipsoch merubim, v'lo yasu chagigo b'yidal. And they won't make him chagigo b'yidal. Hilkoch, leimetablele. So people don't bother to being tablele. V'ches kosei, and the chazoka is shaloi taru, that they didn't purify. So, since there is enough time, this is different than we explained before when we were learning the Mishnah. Before we learned, not from the Gemara that the Bartanur brings, before we learned that the chagiga is only used at night time, so the kupitz is only used at night time, so the person has the entire 14th to be toivelet. So therefore, even if you found it on the 14th, we're saying maybe you want it wasn't toivelet, because there's no reason to toivel, because he's going to use it at night time. As opposed to the Korban Pesach, since the Korban Pesach is brought Bein Harboim, so the person doesn't leave the tevila for the next day, he does it the day before. So if you find it on the 14th, we say it's done, and that it's already been toiveled. If you find it on the 13th, you have to go toivel it again, because maybe it hasn't done. That's the way we learned before. But now the Batanur learns a whole different pshat from the Gemara. The Batanur says that on the, the reason that people will, we're talking about a very specific case over here. We're talking about a case where the nosi is a goises, and therefore there's a chance that they're not going to need it to do the tefillah. So, because it's going to be a Pesach Betuma. And once Pesach Betuma, everything is tomei, so we don't need to be immersing the shechita knife. Now, the question is, did the person shecht it? Did the person tefillah? For the Korban Pesach, where there's only one suffix, whether it's going to be tummy or not.
So a person knows that he's going to need a Korban Pesach. There's only one possibility that he's not going to need a Korban Pesach. I mean, there's only one possibility that he's not going to need a Shech, not going to need Toivel the Sakin. And that is if the Nasi dies. But if the Nasi is alive, then he needs the knife, because he needs to Shech the Korban Pesach. So then we said that he definitely took care of it, and he was Toivel it. That's with regards to the Pesach. If he finds it in the 14th. But we say that a person did not toivel the kupitz because he's doubly not sure. He has two questions whether he's going to have to use the kupitz. Because A, if it's going to be betuma, then he's not going to need the kupitz because there's not going to be no chagiga there. The kupitz is used for the chagiga. He's not going to have a chagiga there because chagiga is not brought betuma, only the korban pesach. B'meyado is doichad betuma. So he's not going to use the kupitz. Even if we say the nosi is not going to die, we don't always bring a korban chagiga. Many times, if there is plenty of people that there's a lot of meat for the people that are counted on the meat, the chagiga is brought just so that the Pesach should be eaten a la soiva. So they need more meat because there's not enough of the korban Pesach. But if the Pesach is be bimrubim, as the Mishnah said, bimrubim, we don't take that. We don't have a korban chagiga altogether. So the person thinks himself, I'm not going to have a chagiga, and that's the reason why he probably didn't immerse it, and therefore, even on the 14th, by the Chagiga, you'll have to type it. Vayta, the Mishnah says, Chal arba'os aliyas b'Shabbos, shechet b'miyad. If the 14th is Shabbos, you can shechet immediately. V'lo yamarino. And we don't say, Kivon the Shabbos, what's the chiddush here? Since it is Shabbos, we said, Chal aliyas, even Chal yudal in the middle of the week, you can shechet immediately. But the chiddush is here that we don't say kiv in the Shabbos. Who, since the Shabbos nichshvot bo, let's not use it to shecht. Misveika, because of the doubt shemet mei, maybe this knife is tomei. V'nimtza pesach tomei, and then it's going to be the pesach is going tomei. U'mechalos a Shabbos shelo ben makom mitzvah is desvei the Shabbos, not in the place of mitzvah. So we're saying no, that you can still shecht immediately even if it's Shabbos. The rabbi said pirshu, and my teachers explained, shechet b'miyad, what it means shechet immediately is b'kufitz koma. What he's talking about is that you can shechet immediately, not with a knife, but b'kufitz. Da'afal gav de'en chagiga b'Shabbos, even though there's no chagiga on Shabbos, mikol makoyim negedolas chazoka shidvila merav Shabbos. The chazoka is that he did the mersmer of Shabbos. Let's say the chagig is chamisha osu, for the need of chagig is chamisha osu. So he means that shoychet b'miyad, if he's able to, the kufitz is not made for shechting, but I guess you could shecht with it. So on the yudalid, normally we said that the kufitz isn't assumed to be immersed in the mikveh. We assume that he did not immerse the kupitz in the mikveh. But if the kupitz is if it's Shabbos, then we do assume that he did immerse it in the mikveh. And since he cannot toivel things on Shabbos, so the chazok is itvila mer of Shabbos for a chagig chamish also. So I guess even according to the pshat of the Bar Tanura that we learned before, that the person has a svek svek, but that's only because the svek svek, he's going to toivel it later on, because eventually he's going to find out it's not going to be ben Ruben, or he didn't die, he's going to need the chagig, so he's going to go and toivel it for the night time. But if it's Shabbos, since he can't do it later, he's going to have to do it before Shabbos. He's not going to be able to wait to find out whether the Nasi actually died, or whether it's the Merubim, whether you don't no need it for Chagiga. So therefore, we're saying that he definitely prepared it beforehand, and that's why you can use the kupitz to shech. What is b'chamisha osor? Shech b'miyad. If he finds the knife or the kupitz, in either way now, on the 15th, then you can shech with it immediately. For everybody knows that the sprinkling the tefillah is also b'yomtev. So even according to the Rambam, that there is also a chashash of tumei meis, we need hazor. But everybody knows that you can't do it on yomtev.
So everybody knows about Tbilnas HaKoyim Alivne Yontif. So because he needs a cut and he needs to shecht, you know, the animals for the consumption of Yontif. Then we say the Nimtzas HaKupitz Kshura L'Sakin, if you find it, the Kupitz together the Sakin. So even though before we said that the Kupitz is not Lav Davke, that it was tabled, you have to table it again if you find it on the 14th. But if you find it Kshura L'Sakin, then it's Kisakin. Then Amrino, we say Vadai is of the Bartanur. Amrino, we say Vadai hit Bilua. Certainly, most certainly, they immersed it in Masakin, together with the Sakin. Aval Rambam Pirush, the Rambam explains, Nimtza Sakin Stama, that you found a Stama Sakin, not a Kupitz, but Stama Sakin. Kshurim Sakin Acheres, Yidua. It was tied to a known sakin, hariki sakin ayedua. Then the other one gets the halacha like the known sakin. Im tmei tmei im teira teira. If it's tomei tomei teira teira. So it's a din that it's the sakin gets a halacha like the other sakin. Mishnah dal. Paroiches shenit maz bivlada tuma. If the paroiches became tomei from liquid, which were tomei. So then the tumah is only midrabanan. But bil noisu bifnim. So then you immerse it inside in the Beis HaMikdash. Machnis noisu miyad, and you bring her immediately to hang it up. You don't have to wait till the sun sets. Vashenitma ba'avat tumah. But if the paroiches touched an insect or a carcass, which is tummy from the Torah, so an avat tumah. But bil noisu b'chutz. Then you immerse it outside from the Beis HaMikdash, v'shoytcha noisu b'cheil, and you spread it out to dry it out in the cheil. The cheil, that's a place on the mountain, on the temple mountain where the Beis HaMikdash was standing. V'im hoisu chadosha, and if it was a new curtain, v'shoytcha noisu chagag v'yitztabam. So then you would spread it out, the paroiches, on the roof of the benches, k'deshiru om. So that the people should be able to see as malachto, the work, she know that it is beautiful. Says the Bar Tanura, Paroiches shenitma bevlada tuma. A paroiches that got tummy by vlada tuma, shenoga b'mashkin tmein, it touched unclean water, shechachamim gozer ala mashkin. The chachamim decreed on liquid shematamim kelim, that they could defile kelim. Gzeirim shemashkin dezov ezovah. Because of a decree, because we can mix it up with the liquid of a zove zove, the spit of the sheikh vazara of the zav, shem avatuma, they are an avatuma. Umatamim odom v'kelim midaraisa, they do defile the rekod sheikh vazara of the zove zove, do metame odom v'kelim before the Torah. So the chum said that also avlada tuma, a mashkin can also be metame midrabonon. Okay, so it turns out that the pareches that touched the vlada tumah became tomeh midrabanan. So then you say matbilan oisu bifnim, we immerse it inside. Beinatunua tuuna shaluach b'chutz lamachan shchina. It does not require to be sent out of the shchina machan shchina. Kibush lenitmas al bevlada tumah, since it only became defiled by a secondary tumah. Umachnisi oisu miyad, you bring it immediately. So that also sheinatuna harav shemesh, you don't have to wait till the sunset. But what happens if nitmas ba'avatuma, if it got tomei by it touched an avatuma b'sheretz or b'nevela, it touched an insect or a carcass, matbilin oiso b'chutz, then you have to immerse it outside, take it out, etu'una shuluach, because that requires sending out of the machne, k'namrim perik basar de erivin, like we say in the last perik of erivin, hamachnis tumas sheretz b'migdash chayiv. One who brings in machnis tomei sheretz, something has been tomei sheretz b'mikdash is chayiv. That means that min ha-toyra, something which was tomei by the sheretz is not allowed to be inside the mikdash is chayiv. That means that min ha-toyra you'll have to be not allowed there. So that needs to require shiluach. And the shetchen oisu b'cheil, and you spread it out in the cheil, that is chutz la-zore, outside of the zore, that's shiluach from the machan. Mishnah. Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Meshub Rav Shimon ben Azgan, in the name of Rav Shimon ben Azgan. Paroiches of Yotefach, that the paroiches was thick at tavach. Valshim mushnayim nimim hoyso nereges. And on 72 threads, it was woven. Vakol nima v'nima esem abochotim. For each thread and thread was woven together from 24 threads. Orko arboim amma. The length was 40 amas. V'roch ba'esrim amma. And the width was 20 amas. U'mishmoyni mishtei ribu nasis. And from 20,080 coins is what it costed. That's what it cost to make it. U'shtai meisim b'cholshon. And every year they'd make two perechson. U'shloish meis kohanim ad bilanois. And it took 300 kohanim to carry it, to immerse it, because that was very, very, very heavy. Zog de Bar Tanuda, that it was on 72 nimin, it was on strands, threads, nimin litzis blaz. Etziv arba chutim, 24 chutim, and the reason how each strand had 24 chutim, lifi shehiya asuya, because it was made, mitcheles vargomen betolas shoni v'sheish, four kinds. Tcheles are gomet lashoni v'sheish. They're all woolen kinds. B'chol min v'min, and each of these woolen kinds, chute kofel vav. Its strand is six. So you have six times four. That's how you get 24. Orko men v'roch b'chov. The length is 40 and the width is 20. Says the Bar Tanura. This is kimidas. That is the measure, the size of Pesach Ulam, of the opening of the Ulam. It was high 40 and wide 20. Umishmoinim v'shtayim ribui, from 82 times 10,000. Kach hoye minyan achutim shinasim hem. So this first commentary, the Bar Tanura says, that came out the number of the strands, of the threads that it was made of. But Pirush Achar, another interpretation, as we mentioned, is minyan din rezov, the number of the golden coins Shemitzin Allah that they would spend. That's how much it would cost. V'yesh svarim shekosu bem, and there's other mishnayis in which was written u'bishmoinim u'shtayim ribuis. U'bishmoinim u'shtayim ribuis. The word ribuis, not ribui. Kolaymer, that means to say the shmoinim u'shtayim noris besulis, that 82 young girls hayu misaskis b'asiyosu would occupy themselves in working on it. Ushloish meis kahanim hoyim ad bil noisa. It took 300 kahanim to immerse it. The kelim and nigmorim, because kelim, the vessels that are finished, af al pishin nigmoru betara, even they were completed while they were clean. Tzrichim tefila lekodesh. They need to immerse them before bringing them into kodesh. Kedisa masechta chagiga. So they didn't have to get tomei, but every vessel, every keli that was used in the beis hamikdash needed to be tefila lekodesh. The gimu meis kahanim did not be masnisin. And the 300 kahanim that the Mishnah writes, Loshen Guzme Vavoyi, it's an exaggeration. It's not true. Vavoyu, Lo Yitzorich Kol Tzorich Kol Kach Kohen Matvila. They didn't really need so many kahanim to immerse it. Mishnah Vav, Baser Kodesh Kadoshim Shenitma, meat of the Kodesh Kadoshim, whether it's a chatos or an oshim, the meat that has to be eaten only in the Azorah, that's the meat that has to be eaten, as opposed to the shlomim that can be eaten only in Yerushalayim. The Kodesh Kodesh must be eaten in the Azorah. So for Machatos or Rosh Oshem, that a person brings for the sin offering or an Oshem offering, that became Tomei, Bein Ba'avatuma, whether it became Tomei from a Avatuma, which is the insect or a carcass, or from a dead body, Bein Vladatuma, or it became Tomei from a Tuma, which is only Midrabanon, from a liquid, Bein Bifnim, whether it became Tomei inside of the courtyard, Bein Bachutz, or it became Tomei outside, not Nezora. So Bishama Emrim, Bishama says, Hakol Yisore Bifnim, that everything needs to be burnt inside in the Azora. Chutz Mishenitma Ba'avatuma Bachutz, with the exception, the one that came Tomei outside, which is a Tumah Min HaTorah, so that goes outside. That you take outside. So if it's Avatuma, if it's an Avatuma, then you do it outside. That means if it's a Torah Ketum, you do it outside. We say lemon, we say hakol yisara b'chutz. All tumas need to be burned outside. Chutz, mishenit mevlada tumah b'fnim. With the exception is something that became tumah by vlada tumah inside the azara, then you burn it inside the azara. So the bar tanura that the basur kachi kadoshim that was nitma, that if the holy meat became tome, whatever tome, bein bifnim, bein bechutz. So Bishamah says, hakul yisod bifnim. We're bifnim. Dr. Bartanura, bebeis hadesh and hagodl. In the large area of the ashes, shehoya ba'azora, that was in the courtyard, shesom serfim psule kachi kadoshim. Over there they would burn those who were disqualified from the kachi kadoshim. Shekol shel posulei bekoidish, anything that is disqualified bekoidish, serve nesu bekoidish, you burn it bekoidish. So you have to burn inside the azora. Chutz mishenit mebavatuma chutz, with the exception of something that has become tomei by an avatuma on the outside. So if the avatuma touched him on the outside, then it's burned outside. The kiv on the chemira tumos, since it's a stringent tumah, it's an avatum. Vira psulei bechutz, and the disqualification of an outside. Ein lachnis el azor el sefer, we should not bring it into azor to burn it. Hayu v'loy hayu pisul lebekodesh. Since his disqualification did not be, that wasn't in the kodesh, then don't bring it into the kodesh. But on the other hand, beisil loymirim, beisil say no. That hakol yisod bechutz, they say everything goes outside. Chutz mishenit mevlada tum mevifnim, unless with the exception. Something that has become tomei by a vladatum inside, the izbe tarti, that it has two things which is lenient, the izbe tarti, tumos bifnim. First of all, it's inside, so now it's already inside, we don't have to bring it in, we don't want to take it out. But also, vikila tumos, it's not a stringent tumei. Aval nitma bavatuma, but if it became tomei by avatuma, ein lahashes hatuma bifnim achetisorif. But you shouldn't leave the tumah inside until it burns, because it shouldn't be anava tumah there. El yitzenu miyad v'yisrifenu b'chutz, but take it out immediately and you burn it on the outside. Mishneh Zayin. Rabbi Lezer says, as shenitma b'ava tumah, the meat that became tumah from a ava tumah, a tumah from the Torah, bein bifnim, whether it got became tumah inside in the azara, bein b'chutz, whether it was tumah outside, not in the azara, yisore b'chutz. That you burn outside. The shenitma bevlada tuma, and that was tome by a secondary of tuma with rabbonan. So that's only with rabbonan is bein bifnim. Whether it became tome inside, bein bachutz. Whether it became tome outside, you saw it bifnim. Then you burn it inside. Rabbi Kiva says, mokim tumosi shom srifosi. That the place where it became tome, that is the place that you burn it. So Rabbi Lezer compromises, disagrees with both of them, of the previous opinions. He says, the Abba Tumah is always, wherever it became Tumah, always goes outside because of the Chumrah of Abba Tumah. But the Vlada Tumah always goes inside. Vashinitma Vlada Tumah, Bein Mechuz, Bein Bifnim, Yisori Bifnim, you always do it inside. You would bring in the Vlada Tumah from the outside to the inside. Explains about the Nura, the Kiv of the Toyer Midoirai, since Minat Toyer is Toyer, so even though it was already Tom Bechutz, but since it's not really Tom Min HaTorah, we should fulfill that it's Revis HaKodesh, and that's what we should bring it up. And Rabbi Akiva says, we only go by the place, and that's where you burn it. Mishnah Ches. Evorei HaTomit. When the Kohanim would carry the limbs of the Korban Tomit to burn it on the Mizbeach, so they did not carry it in one shot on the Mizbeach. But what they would do is they would place the limbs on the Kevesh, on the ramp, with which you go up to the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah says, Nitoni mechatzi Kevesh ulamata b'mizrach. You place the limbs from a half a Kevesh and lower towards the ground. And in the width of the Kevesh, it should be towards the east side. Shel Musafim. And the limbs of the Korban Musaf, Nitoni Mechavitzi Kevesh Olamata B'mayrev, they're placed on half a ramp also to the bottom, from the half to the bottom, but it's placed on the side of the Kevesh to the left side. v'shalosh chodashim, and the limbs from the Kormorosh Chodesh, nitonim etachas karkov ha-mizbech ha-mailo. So they are placed on the upper half of the kevish. That in the bottom is the karkov ha-mizbech, they call the soiviv. Hashkolim v'abikurim en enoigim el b'fnei ha-bayis. The machzis ha-shekel and bikurim, you only bring them when there is a Beis HaMikdash built. Aber Meiser Dogon, but to give Meiser from the grain, and from other grains, or Meiser Behema, to give a tithe from the animals, v'abachodes, and to sacrifice the firstborn. Ne'egim b'em b'fnei ha'bayis, b'em shalei b'fnei ha'bayis. They have to bring, whether the Beis HaMikdash is built, and also when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Hamagdish shkolim v'bikurim, one who says that the chamachza shekel should be holy for karbonis and for the first ripened fruit, that they should be holy to the mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash. Harezeh kodesh. So then the machza shekel becomes holy and the fruit becomes holy. Reb Shimon says, ha'ayim v'bikurim kodesh. If one says about the first ripened fruits that they should be holy, enum kodesh, then they do not become holy. Says the Batanura. The Mishnah said that evorit hatomid, the limbs of the tomid, you would place them nice the mechatzi kevish lamata. You place them from a half a kevish and the bottom, and you place them on the mizrach side. That's the tomid. The mesofim you would place from the mechatzi kevish lamata b'mayiv. Says the Bartanura, Machatze Kevash Lamata B'Maidu, for the Musafim, Kohanim HaZoichim B'Payis, the Kohanim that won the lottery, Bevore HaTomid, on the limbs of the Korban Tomid La'aloysim, to bring them up. They would not bring him up at once. They would place them on the ramp, and then they would go to the Lishka of the Gozis, Likra Es Shema, to read the Shema, then they come back and they offer to bring up the limbs. Al gabe mizbech and mizbech. Uktonim hochen, it's learned over here, the Mishnah, the netonim achatz hakevesh almata, they are placed from half a kevesh and below. Sha'akevesh aruch lamed biz ama, for the ramp is long, 32 amas. Umechetz yolumata neisnin oisom, and you place it on the half and from the half and lower, you place the limbs. V'reichu v'kevesh, and the width of the kevesh, sheshes ha'amah, was 16 amah. U'b'chetze yeshul tzad ma'ariv, and on the half, towards the side of the west side, ho'yu neishn ha'isah, they would put that, the, of the musaf. V'sheresh chodesh mechetz yu l'maylo. From the chodoshim, you would put from half a kevesh and up. Da'ayinu al karkiv ha'mizbeach, that is, on top, over the karkiv, the Shua Soiviv, that's the piece that goes around the Mizbech, and Uklape HaMizrach, this you would put by the Mizrach. And the Mishnah said that the Shkolim and Bikurim don't apply only b'fnei Abayis. Einam Noigin El b'fnei Abayis, they only do while there is the Beis HaMikdash. Shkolim, the reason for Shkolim is from the Tzerech Korbanin, because they are for the purpose of the Korban. V'kivim she'en Korban, there's no Korban in Shkolim. Ubikurim and Bikurim Viksiv, it says in Pasuk Shemesh of Gimel, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alakecha, you have to bring it to the Beis Hashem Alakecha. Is Man Shiesh Loch Bais, Shiesh Loch Bikurim, if there is a house, there is a Bikurim. Ein Loch Bais, Ein Loch Bikurim, if there is no Bais, there is no Bikurim. Avol Meiser Dogon, but the Meiser of the grain. Neugim Bifnei HaBais, V'chulu, whether there is a Beis HaMikdash or not, the Kedusha So'oretz Le'botlo. For the sanctity of the land has not been nullified, Hilkoch, therefore, you have to separate Trumas and Maestres. So the Maestre Behema, that however, Babacharis, that does apply. Tzorich Lafrish Hasidu, you have to separate the tenth. Umemsechta Bechayres, Amru, but Umemsechta Bechayres, it says, Shabbatlu Maestre Behema, that they bitlu, they were nullified Maestre Behema, the Leilasibulut Takola. Because people shouldn't come to stumbling, because it gets the Kedushas Meiser, so they rather not make Meiser and then stumble over it. Hamakdish Shkolim Ubikurim.
one who does make shkolim ubikurim, makes them holy, which means they negim ella bifnei abayis, they do not apply only before the bayis. But he says im ifrishim shalei bifnei abayis, if he says that they even urara beis hamikdash, he is mafrish them, he is magdish the shkolim ubikurim. So we say that it is kodesh. But Rav Shimon says no, by bikurim, if one says bikurim kodesh, ainam kodesh. Bikurim cannot be magdish, even if you said so. Since it's written, "Meferish Meschov Gimel Tovi Beis Hashem Alakecha," you should bring it to Beis Alakecha. Afilu Yifrishon, even if you are mafrid, but the Eved loy kodesh, they don't become kodesh. Vein she bikurim chal aleihem shloi bifnei abayis, and the name of bikurim cannot rest on them, not if it's not in front of the bayis, because it can't apply at all. For Rambam Pirish, the Rambam explains, "A magdish lebedek habayis shkolim bikurim sheyesh lekfar." One who consecrate to the bedek habayis for the structure, for the support of the house, wants to give the shkolim and bikurim that already has. Ule pirushe, according to his pirush, lo yizbarer time of the Rav Shimon, is not understood the reason of Shimon, amai shkolim kotchi, why does he say that the shkolim do become kodesh and bikurim loy kotchi? Valoche ke Rav Shimon, loche is like Rav Shimon, that the bikurim becomes kodesh and the shkolim do not become, that the shkolim become kodesh, but bikurim do not become kodesh. Solik mesecht shkolim, we finish the perik ches, and we finish the mesecht shkolim. Beis Hashem Yisbarach.